The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the individuals and do not necessarily reflect the views of the teachers or administrators at Elk Grove High School or District 214.
This is Vox Historia, the voice of history, told by students of history at Elk Grove High School.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show.
I hope you'll enjoy the fun we have planned for tonight.
This performance will consist of a series of skits to portray the history of World War I and II.
And we'll tell you a little bit about each event along the way.
So why don't we get this thing started?
And let's get this show on the road!
I wanted to say that.
Too bad.
Breaking news from U.S. News Today, which reports that Austria-Hungary has just declared war on Serbia today, July 28, 1914. On June 28, 1914, Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria and his wife were killed by a Serbian nationalist in Sarajevo.
The Archduke took the L!
Be quiet, Hernando. Anyways, this news has the world a little bit frightened because the people don't know what to expect. Since Austria-Hungary and Serbia both have allies across the world, who knows what will happen? Will this war stay between the two nations, or will the rest of the world get involved too? Well, except for us, the United States. We're gonna sit this one out. We won't get involved. We're too smart for these types of things. Right?
Cut it out! Get back on script!
Okay. Since no other wars have been in the industrialized era, this war will most likely be more dangerous, bloody, and harmful due to the new inventions of weapons and vehicles that have never been used before. In the American Civil War, there were roughly 620,000 deaths. So according to our estimations, since this war has more new inventions and could potentially include the whole world, there will probably be 25 times more deaths than the American Civil War. We will keep you updated on any new information that we gather, so stay tuned on U.S. News Today. Wow, it was actually kind of impressive how accurate that information was, considering it took place before the war even happened.
Yeah, and all those estimations about the amount of deaths and how the war would include the whole world were completely spot on.
Well, except for the part about America not joining. The U.S. ended up joining the war April 6, 1917, and it ended a year later.
It's pretty interesting to think that the U.S. stayed out of the war for 3 years, but when they joined, the war ended a year later.
It's because the U.S. brought not only more people to fight in the war, but also new inventions and war tactics to help their allies.
Also, World War I was the first total war, which means that every involved country put all their effort and resources into mobilizing populations for the purpose of the war.
So since the countries put all that they had to fight in the war, this led to an economic downfall, which is why, in the Treaty of Versailles, the League of Nations made Germany pay for all the damages that was done.
You'll learn more about the Treaty of Versailles in the next skit, so grab your popcorn, sit back, and enjoy.
All right, settle down, everyone. Are we ready to start? Is it time for roll call? I'm just gonna do it anyways, because I say so. All right, France?
Bonjour.
Britain?
Present.
Italy?
Ciao.
Japan? Japan?
They have some representatives here, but I think they had to go deal with a problem. Something about 10...
All right, everyone's here. Did I miss anyone?
Guten Tag.
Who invited you to be deciding?
Aw, poor Germany. Come here. Come on. Don't be shy. I'll say this nicely. You don't matter. Now get out of my face. All right. Is everyone ready to make a decision?
I mean, yeah, that's why we're here.
Right.
Well, I think we should blame Germany after all the things that happened. It's only fair for invading our land.
I agree.
Germany made their moves quickly, and I think it's fine if we blame them.
Italy, anything to say?
No! No!
So, it's settled. Germany is blamed for everything. Good. Because they even attacked poor little old me with their so-called U-boats, so they were going to have to pay anyways. But I guess this is the more civil method for it. So, what are we going to do? Shark pit? Lava pit? Send them into an economic crisis because this treaty will ruin their economy?
Yeah!
Okay, quiet down. So let's basically take away their whole military, make them pay for all the destruction and debt caused by the war, let France be in charge of their coal, and let's see, what else?
What if we, give them a new boundaries?
I have an amazing idea. Let's give them new boundaries and take away some of their land. France, you get Alsace-Lorraine.
Yes.
Belgium, you can take Eupen-Malmedy. Poland gets eastern Germany. Any objections?
But...
Shut up, Germany.
Germany!
So that was an interesting take on the Versailles Peace Conference. Modern personality, huh?
Yikes, that did not look pretty. But what happened afterwards, you ask?
Well, first of all, Japan was actually there. They did help come up with some of the articles in the treaty. After it had been signed, Germany kind of just fell into chaos. They had very little military power and had to pay high amounts of war reparations, which crashed their economy.
Meanwhile, many other countries were experiencing a time for their economies to rebuild. World trade and communication only reached their pre-World War I level in 1929, only for it to crash when the Great Depression struck, which will be represented in this upcoming skit.
Britain, 1931.
Why can't things be like they were before? You know, when we actually had money?
Yeah, I honestly would love to support the kids, but... you know that none of this is actually my fault, right? Right?
Well, who's the one without a job?
Are you kidding me? This again?
Yes, this again! You are the one with a job that was supporting the house! And now look where we are! We can't even get food! How are we supposed to support ourselves, let alone the kids?
Honey,
don't honey me. I've seen what's going on, and it seems like plenty of people are able to keep jobs.
No, that's not what's happening. First of all, we aren't the only family affected. Hell, we aren't even the only country affected. Some are even worse off than us, like Poland. Germany had it worse a few years ago. The unemployment rate for this area has turned to be 20%. And second of all, have you seen the boost in prices? How much everything's been inflated? If I were to have kept the job, I doubt that we could have been able to keep our old lifestyle going. I even heard on the news that our GDP is decreasing.
Well, we could have been able to support ourselves longer if you hadn't been so careless. Even if all of this is as bad as you say it is, we could have been better off. I saw the Thomases giving their children away because they can't care for them. I swear, if we have to do that,
I don't know what's coming for the future. I don't even know how long this economic slump is going to last, especially with the new rise of Germany after their slump, and Japan especially. I just hope others come to save our problems. I just want this to be over soon.
That was kind of depressing. You good?
Yep, fine. Hang on. Was that a pun?
Maybe.
Anyways, many countries had been experiencing the effects of the Great Depression. Unemployment rates rose and world trade collapsed. The value of money was next to nothing in many areas, but... specifically Germany, where at one point you needed 200 billion marks just to buy a loaf of bread. Using today's conversions, that would be about $100 billion.
Germany began to get back on its feet around 1933, after the new ideals of fascism, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, led by Adolf Hitler.
The Nazis. If you couldn't already tell, they weren't socialists. That was done on purpose to get people on their side, which actually worked and ended up leading to World War II.
Anyways, on to the next skit.
Hey, so what are we recording today?
Looks like it's the rise of fascism and the angry mustache model Adolf Hitler and the shining bald man Mussolini.
Well, if we're going to learn about that, well, first I need to ask, what is fascism?
Fascism is a 20th century political ideology.
Is it ultra-conservative?
Yeah.
Is it militaristic?
Yeah.
Is it highly nationalistic?
Yeah.
Is it totalitarian?
Yeah.
Do they have a quote-unquote cult of personality?
Yeah.
Do some fascist dictatorships stress racism and ethnicity?
Yeah.
And are they anti-communist?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should also say fascism first appeared in Italy by the shining bald man himself, Benito Mussolini, who founded the Fascist Party in 1919.
And he promised to rescue Italy by reviving the economy and building a strong military.
Yeah. Well, I guess we should give a little background info on their government style in Italy. The party with the most reps would run the government. And the party Mussolini was a part of, the Fascist Party, had a real good nickname.
What was it?
The Black Shirts. Want to know why?
Why?
They wore black shirts.
And guess what their slogan was?
What?
I don't give a damn.
Hey, can you say the actual slogan?
I don't give a damn.
Dude, stay on script.
The slogan is, I don't give a damn. Yeah.
In 1922, Mussolini and his party marched in Rome. Rome kind of appointed him as the prime minister to keep an eye on him. Spoiler alert, that didn't work out too well.
Yeah.
And in that same year, Mussolini was appointed with a real creative title.
What was it?
The leader.
Wow. Yeah, and once Mussolini was in power, he outlawed all political parties in Italy except for his party. No more democracy.
Yeah. But let's get to the angry mustache model known as Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, he was born in Austria in 1889.
He was a high school dropout and he kind of failed in art school.
But he did fight in World War I and won 2 medals for bravery.
So, Hitler came to power for quite a few reasons. Number one, the aforementioned economy.
Yeah, and number two, the Versailles Peace Treaty made all of Germany mad, and he promised to reverse the treaty if his party came to power.
Number three, there was kind of a weakness in Germany for democracy.
And number four, Hitler was a very charismatic person, and his speeches told the people what they wanted to hear.
So, basically, when the Nazi Party was formed, they borrowed many tactics from Mussolini, and including inspiration for their name.
And how was that?
Well, I'll say this. They wore brown shirts. Can you guess their name?
Red pants?
No, brown shirts.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hitler was sent to jail for a little while, and he used his time pretty wisely.
Who writes a book these days?
Yeah, and in 1933, Hitler was appointed chancellor. Just like Mussolini, he abolished all political parties, except for his own.
Yeah. And he becomes the leader. So, both of these countries, and also Japan, they kind of just made up the Axis powers, and eventually World War II started because people really didn't like fascism for some ungodly reason. Who knows why?
Yeah. Well, that was an interesting take on the rise of fascism. Hey, wait, where's...
The actors aren't here. They know they have a show tonight, right? They didn't want to do their skit. We've been practicing this show for weeks, specifically. Fine, we'll plan around it.
What was that about?
We're having some issues, so instead of them playing their parts, we'll do the skit ourselves instead.
Wait, what?
Have fun seeing us suffer!
Okay, class, quiet down. I'm talking to you, Mr. Rodriguez.
What did I do?
Dude, what have you not done?
Good point.
Everyone, remember we were talking about yesterday? Yeah, the world wars, and now we're going to be talking about the effects of them on the whole world. What, Ash?
Yeah, how is this going to be useful to us?
Well, it's going to prevent history from happening again.
And how is that going to work? It's not like we can do anything. We're high school students.
Well, okay, I'll be honest. I don't know how useful it actually is. I'm just teaching on what's given to me. But at least it's interesting to learn about, right? Anyways, you know about the world wars, but let's talk about their effects. World War I partially crashed the economy, especially in Germany, but we already talked about that. Let's focus on what World War II caused.
Isn't it hard to know how exactly World War II caused some of the things because of how close it was to the Cold War?
That's true, but there are some things that we do know. First of all, it was the main reason that the United Nations was created. They were dead set on world peace and prevention of another war. The US, however, was on a different level. They were the ones that...
That was the one who actually started a war, and everyone was murdered.
No, what the US did was give funds to countries that were below average to prevent a war. Anyone know why this happened? Caleb?
They wanted to prevent another communist revolution in other places.
That's correct. The US found out that the communist revolution was more common in areas that were worse off financially. But of course, they got the attention of another superpower, Russia. Then we all know about the arms race when the Cold War started. So technically, if you look at it, squint your eyes, tilt your head, and put one of those Snapchat filters over it, the Cold War was an effect of World War II. See you tomorrow.
That teacher kind of just hit all the main points that we would have said here.
Yeah, there's not much to say. The time between World War II and the Cold War kind of made it hard to see the effects other than the UN. The rest of them were similar to the effects of World War I as well.
But that's all the time we have for tonight's show. Thanks for coming out.
That's all, folks.
This episode was written and produced by Abby Machashek
and Katie Vasilio.
The information for this podcast came from
the AMSCO World History Book, History.com, U of I's Modern American Poetry, Bill Wirtz's History of the Entire World, Locke.gov,
World War I in the History of Globalization, the Treaty of Versailles, and League of Nations reports.
The music and sounds used in this podcast is royalty-free and was licensed through audioblocks.com in conjunction with Bell, Book, and Camera Productions.
Fox Historia is a project in Mr. Janu's AP World History class at Elk Grove High School.
More information can be found at voxhistoria.org. Thanks for listening!